Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
It is hump day, and woohoo! Do you get a kick out of this? Good morning, Bob.
It has a certain repetitive amusement to it.
Repetitive amusement. You know, sometimes you come up with the most interesting comments. What can I say here? Except that it's 6 after 7 right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a good day this is going to be. We have a lot of things going on, and including, of course, the beautiful Linda. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. It's currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a high today of, over 100 degrees. Lows tonight of 88. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Or it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. You wonder while I'm panting, I'm going to say, right now. Okay, I park in front. I'm sorry, but you have to be a little bit more generous with your shower time. Men, get up. They do not have to mow or blow or do any of that stuff. Guys, get up out of bed. They shower, put on a shirt, and leave. Okay, I decided to wear a dress, do my hair, do my makeup. Gals, you understand what I'm talking about. There's like moisturizer, under eye cream, deodorant. Things that you put on your body.
I put deodorant on.
And then you have to put on your undergarments. And then, you know, it's not like I'm not an hour and a half girl, but I take about 50 minutes. So you just threw me off this morning because you decided at 6:30 to stumble in the shower while I'm doing the bed and the dishes.
It was 6:15.
No, it was 6:30.
You know what? You could have jumped.
And that's why I'm late.
There's nothing to, you know, you could have hopped in that shower too. There's plenty of water to go around.
There's room for my toe and you in that shower.
It is a small shower. But I would have gone into the corner there and let you come in.
You guys are so cute.
We could have done a soapy. We could have soaped one of us up and then it could have gotten both of us just by hugging. Come on.
In all likelihood, you would have been here till Ingram was on the air.
Like the crazy lady on the street that's got the lipstick that's like half up her eyelid because I can't. I was rushing.
You look great.
Anyway, good morning, everybody.
You got a hot date today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
I'm going to see Boss Gags tonight.
Oh, that's right. Boss Gags.
I can't wait to see Boss Gags.
You got the lowdown on that.
Got the lowdown. Right? You have to play a couple of Boss Gags coming in and out. Yeah.
Come up with, yeah.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? I don't really like to usually start things out sad, but it's not. You know, of course, John C. Fitzpatrick had passed away. And this man and his wife, Betty, have been such strong members of the community here in Redding. And philanthropy was their goal in life. They've lived a great life. Of course, Betty is still very active in everything. And John and Betty were over to our house, and one evening, along with several others, that had bought one of the Turtle Bay.
They bid on a paella dinner and so that was very, very nice to be able to be in their company on that level. But they have been so generous. Extreme supporters of Turtle Bay and the arts, The list goes on. You know,
well,
they have
on
been
so many things
champions of the North State.
Bishop Quinn High School, St. Francis Middle School, Northern Valley Catholic Services, St. Joseph's Parish, and the New Reading Library. They, in 2005, they received the City of Reading's Philanthropist of the Year Award, just the second time such an honor had been given. So they, you know, it was such a such a big life they had, you know, Pepsi-Cola bottling plus other you know, stores and they helped start the Bank of Commerce, all of this. What they said is, in lieu of flowers, please consider contributions to Turtle Bay Exploration Park or to the John and Betty Fitzpatrick Endowment. Attention, St. Joseph School Security Project. So, I, you know what? They're very, very great people here in town. And he was such a gentleman. Wow.
He was a
gentleman. And she's such a lady.
So, prayers for the family.
Prayers for the family. Okay.
I want to go into, I would love to hear from our listeners. I know you've got, you have your thing stacked up of what you want to talk about.
Yeah, but I'm easy this morning.
Okay, so
we've got the chief of police coming on today, and I really want to have Rob Pelletti's on today.
After what we've all been through.
Yeah, I really want to talk to Rob about these things.
And I don't, we haven't been through it. Our hearts and our minds have been through the sadness of what has happened. And somebody mentioned it yesterday that, you know, America's in, and we are in dark times. And it's continuing, and it feels like it's going to get worse before it gets better. You want to pray for it to get better, and you want to pray for the country to heal. But what I wanted to talk about this morning, I don't know, I'd love to hear from our listeners about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Donald Trump going at it.
Yep.
It's like we are seeing things that and hearing things that have unprecedented. It's no surprise. For in this article, for instance, that Ginsburg isn't a big fan of Trump. She's known for her liberal views and was nominated by former President Bill Clinton. But justices usually avoid commenting on politics, particularly politics related to who should be the next president, likely to nominate at least one other justice that they work with. So Trump, in his tweets, tweets out, Justice Ginsburg of the U.S. Supreme Court is embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot. Resign.
Yeah.
That's pretty low blow, too.
Well, but she started it with her saying that Trump should never be. She was making fun of Trump and saying Trump is should never be a president and all this. I mean, but it's absolutely right. I mean, here's Ginsburg is starting. I mean, you get the Supreme Court justices are starting to pull, you know, are starting to weigh in on who should be president. I mean, they have that they should be so far above that. They should be so far above that. And Ginsburg, anyway, is what, 90, and sits and sleeps during most of the not I shouldn't say most of the presentations, but she does sleep through parts of the presentations there, as so has been reported in many different places. But the point is that they, you know, the Supreme Court, in my opinion, should just stay out of it. It should be like the military. Frankly, the military doesn't get involved in elections. No matter what you think, you can talk about it, but you cannot be in uniform. You can't ever show up for uniform for any type of political event, which happened, you know, which has, you know, which if it happens, you can be severely censured, and you should be for it.
In the Marines.
In any service.
Really?
It's against the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. You can't show up at political events in uniforms.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we just heard it here first.
Well, it's not first. It's been around there for a long
time.
Well,
I mean, for the layman.
You know, there was at one point, if you remember, there was a one man was running for office here several years ago, like 8 years ago, and showed up at the as a guest speaker in uniform. At a veterans event, a big veterans event.
You were
event,
very upset about that.
And he said that, and perhaps next year I will be sitting up here with the elected dignitaries. And when he said that, I just, you know.
Your burr went up.
Oh, I did, because you don't do that. You're not wearing, you're campaigning in uniform. When you campaign in uniform, you're campaigning on all those men and women that have died for this country. And you're standing on their bodies, as far as I'm concerned. Much like any of our politicians do. But you expect more from people in uniform. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And
well, I would love to hear from our listeners,
yeah,
though.
Should Ginsburg, how,
what do you think about this? What do you think about...
Or is
about,
it a big thing at all? I mean, do people pay really pay attention anymore?
I don't know. Is everybody getting numb?
No, I'm thinking we're going to talk about Pokemon Go when we come back.
Oh.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to talk about Pokemon Go when we come back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And Cody, Cody Titus, hey, she loves representing her buyers and sellers, and she's got all the great information. Cody Titus, she makes it work. You can reach Cody at 209-0721 and ask her or take a look at the properties that she has and let her take you out and find the property you want or sell the property that you have and find that next one. All of this by Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. What is Pokemon Go?
Richard with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Aaron Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is a cool tune.
Of Dire Straits there with that steel guitar.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Carl, the Yashar Hog. Carl. Who gets up in the morning?
Oink, oink.
Gets into the shower and just stays there too long. You know what? I only bathed one side of my body. I just want you to know that's how fast I was.
Okay, this too portion, much information.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur. Give them a call at 226-8350. Why? Because if you're looking for help in the house, whether it's an operation and you're kind of down for a few days or somebody you know, maybe it broke a leg, you know, athletically, and they have problems getting around, you need somebody to stop by, check on them, make sure they have, you know, meals, home helpers. If you've got a long-term care, home helpers. Sharon picks each person that works for her specifically, and they're background checked, vetted, insured, and bonded. All of this from Home Helpers, Business of the Year, and Businesswoman of the Year right here in Reading. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Okay, Pokemon. All right, now, frankly, I remember the Pokemon from the 90s, and a lot of these people yes. playing it today, they have no, I mean, they, you know, they're 22. They're like, I don't remember Pokemon. But this Pokemon Go and Pokemon, what does Pokemon mean? What does that word mean? No, don't look over there. Look at me. What does Pokemon mean? It's a Japanese term. What's it mean? Pocket monsters. Oh. That's what it means. So Pokemon Go is, you go, I guess you download an app, and it's just been out for like 10 days, 10 days, 2 weeks. And you know how much money they make a day off of this? $1 million a day.
Really?
Because people are downloading it. And then what you do is you walk around and somehow, and I don't know how this is because I have not researched it that much, but maybe Bob can tell me.
If you say so, sir.
You're walking around with your app in front of your face, trying not to get hit by cars or anything, but you go in different places, and then you can find something called an egg. But then once you have the egg, you've got to walk. I mean, you can't just hatch the egg. You've got to get out and exercise and walk, and then the eggs hatch. But then you see different things on the app. I mean, like on the Sundial Bridge, there's 200 people converged on the Sundial Bridge the other day. Because I guess if you look through your phone, there's an app there.
Well, it combines augmented reality with the classic video game from the 1990s. And actually, the creator says that he was combining his childhood hobby of insect collecting with his love of video games.
Well, you know what?
And got to catch them all. And there's no time limit. The whole object is to catch all the Pokemon, which there's like 150 different species of Pokemon, including the most recognizable one, Pikachu, who's the little yellow critter.
Pikachu, I thought that was a city up in the Andes. Oh, no, that was something
boy.
Else.
I'll
okay,
tell you
now,
what.
Wait a minute. But they've got comments from people, like 2 15-year-olds. Yeah, we're walking along the trail. This is the only second time we've ever been on the trail. She said, we're getting a lot of exercise. Well, you know what? This is really a great idea. So I'm out. He did it for insect collecting. Mm-hmm. And then added to the Pokemon thing. So everybody's out looking. So how does it you get to a certain point and then something appears on your screen of your
right.
your phone,
so
right?
So it's actually accessing your phone's camera and your I think possibly even your GPS. I haven't looked that deeply into it. But yes, it is currently the rage, and it'll hold out for about 6 months.
How do you get the image though? Where's that? Does that
it's
come from the app?
It's an app on your phone.
But does it? Maybe it's where you reach a certain. But I understand is that people are going into stores looking for Pokemon things.
It selects a location near you, and then it overlays the image of the target onto the augmented reality. So this sounds like a great way to come face to face with a semi.
Well, if you know what?
I know.
That's what they're saying is. That, you know, the police chief and the fire chief are saying, hey, look, guys, you know, when your kids are out there, you know, make sure that they're kind of paying attention to what's yeah. going on in front of them.
See, what we notice many times, Carl, is when people are crossing the street, like at a crosswalk, they're looking down at their phones. They step off the corner. Watch it. Watch it today, folks. Just watch. Look around. Now, according to this particular article, it's topped 15 million downloads and Google Play.
15 million downloads.
15 million, and it's called Pokemon Mania.
Pocket Monster. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
It's among the most heavily used apps on a daily basis since its launch. And like you say, users spend an average of 33 minutes a day playing the game.
This is how important it is with all the presidents there in Dallas in the yesterday. The front page of the Record Searchlight is, let me take
security details was playing the game.
Debate focuses on farms and fish. Builder activity busier in June. And then Pokemon goes across Reading in the biggest headlines, of course, kind of above and in the fold there. Users obsessed with phone app out and about. I mean, you're looking around on these. You know what? They don't care who gives endorsements. Because They're out playing Pokemon.
Well, interesting the priority, though. It's been noted that Pokemon Go has been downloaded more times in 1 week than the popular dating and hookup app Tinder has in 4 years.
There you go. Well, you know what? Maybe Tinder. Here's the thing is, Tinder should kind of like take in part of Pokemon.
You don't have to worry anybody hogging the shower.
You've got the
Again with the shower.
How many showers do we have in that house? Wait a minute. How many showers are in the house, Linda?
Yeah, but my shower with my shampoo.
There's three showers in the house. So from now on, I'm walking out of our bedroom. I'm going to walk down all the way across the house, back into where my office is, and that other shower, which has never been used in 8 or 9 years that I know of, and I'm going to start showering back there.
Well, that was
so
the,
I don't have to listen to
that
this.
Was the first,
I do not have to get abused like this on the radio in front of all of our thousands of friends.
Going back to Pokemon.
Pokemon. If you could use Tinder and Pokemon, think about this, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
You put Tinder and Pokemon together. So as you walk around with your app, you see pictures of women or men, depending on what you're looking for, in different places. And it's got their little address. But you have to walk.
Could
to
increase
see
the exercise.
Yeah, increases the exercise, gets you in shape, because God knows a lot of those photos on these places do not match what you see when they walk in.
Pretty much.
Anyway, okay. How do you take the town back? I need more time for this to be able to do this. 10 ways to take our city back. But let's go to Democrats this year. I've got 3 minutes left because we have guests come on at 7:30 and then at 8. Democrats this year they've gone off the deep end. They're going full socialism. Bernie has pushed them to the left, and here comes Hillary with the flag, $15 an hour wages, single payer health care, tax on the Second Amendment, free colleges, more and more. It's tax. Now, one place do you see during all of these speeches, not one time do you see one person say anything about economic growth
or military.
Or the military.
Except for Trump.
Well, the only time you hear about military is, let's cut the military back.
Well,
they're
no,
spending
he said,
too
let's
much
make
on
the military
except,
stronger.
Except Trump.
Yeah.
But the Democrats, they're just, you know what, we're in such a mess in our economy. And people say, oh, well, what a great recovery. How can people believe this? How do people believe we're in such a, well, look at the stock market. The stock market. Okay. How is the stock market affecting most people when you're out there trying to find a job? I mean, they're saying, is that, well, then there's more jobs. Well, no, there's not more jobs. There's more people out of work now than there ever has been. More people. There's less people in the workforce than there's ever been in history. So how is that helping? But do you hear one thing about economic growth from the Democrat platform? That this expand our industry? Let's bring industry home. Let's find ways of putting people to work so we don't have towns and cities full of young men who don't have jobs, don't have an education, whose whole life revolves around two blocks. What about that? What about finding ways of putting people to work and getting them educated and moving forward in this, about making this country really, really great again? Did you see anything in a Democratic platform that said that?
No, it's all about creating more dependency.
I don't understand what's going on here. Why? I mean, the Democrats are not stupid people. You know, we know Democrats. They're bright. They're business people. And yet the leadership of the Democratic Party is pushing everything that way.
Martha Stewart.
Who?
Martha Stewart.
Did we just change?
Is the latest person to rally against mollycoddled generation. Speaking of.
Yeah.
She has come out with stinging like comments. Millennials are lazy, self-indulgent, and lack the initiative to be successful. She says, she goes on and goes into, calls a generation about their safe spaces to avoid testing their ideas in the crucible of debate, and called on conference attendees to make jazz hands because clapping is too traumatic for their sensitive souls.
So wait a minute, jazz hands?
Yeah.
Jazz
hands is like that. Okay. I think every business is trying to target millennials.
Hands, you put your hands up, you know, shoulder high.
But who are millennials?
Now we're finding out
that they are living with their parents. They don't have the initiative to go out and find a little apartment and grow a tomato plant in a terrace. I understand the plight of young people. The economic circumstances out there are very grim, but you have to work for it. You have to strive for it. You have to go after it. Martha's career began when she landed a job as a model. And of course, she's from the, you know, 60s, 70s, when that kind of thing was looked upon as a great thing, is to go out and get it. So the millennials, and many people were saying, they don't, they just have been mollycoddled so much that they don't know how to go out and get it. But they'll sit back on a computer and target everybody that's their fault.
Okay, well, I think then we can finish this segment with...
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. Sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a mane bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N, M-I-A-L, gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N, M-I-A-L, gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram, with the quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with
little Bob's Carl gag
Bott,
for you.
Carl Bott and slightly showered Linda Bott. 27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of July, 2016. We're quickly getting to the halfway point of the
Would
summer.
What'd you call butt nugget?
No, that was talking about eggs.
I know.
I saw that.
So I was making butt nuggets this morning. That's what got me
cooking.
Late.
You were cooking.
Yes. I was cooking.
Let me pick up my jaw from the floor here.
72 degrees going
up
to 100.
I never heard that expression.
I just saw that yesterday. 72 degrees going up to 100 today. Weather report's always brought to you by. And you know what? It's going to be 100. It's going to be 106 tomorrow. This weekend it'll start cooling down to the 90s. So, but it is going to be warm. So don't leave anything in your car like animals or people or chocolate.
Or food.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Right. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by the place where I went yesterday and Linda went yesterday and Bob went yesterday and thoroughly tortured ourselves, and that was the Wellgate Sports Club.
And I would not say torture because, okay. I mean we worked out and it felt really good, and you know that you're doing great things for your body, and I
totally sweated through everything.
It was wonderful.
I know I was pumping so much iron. My arms were so big. I had to walk sideways to get out of the door. But I tell you what, you can do that at Wellgate Sports Club because it's just a fantastic place to work out. Saltwater pool, it's got it all there. And like I said, it's our place of choice. Plus, it's got the Boheme Spa. So afterwards, I went out and got a little facial on my way out so I could face the world. 768-1205, corner of Eureka and Court Street.
With us this morning, our very special guest is Ada Rappaport. She's the co-chair for Make Her Fair Shasta. And I believe Rachel Hatch is going to be calling in just a moment. But the fair is November 12th at the Civic Auditorium. Make Her Fair. Ada, please tell us what the Make Her Fair is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us here today to talk about the Make Her Fair event. We're so excited to be bringing this event to Shasta County in November. And the Maker Faire event is touted as the greatest show and tell on earth. It's an event that started in the Bay Area about 10 years ago and has spread across the country. And it's a hands-on, family-friendly event that really showcases innovation, creativity, resourcefulness, and the DIY mindset. It's a place for people of all ages who are makers. So some examples of people that are makers are blacksmiths, and we have drone makers and robotics. So we're excited to bring
this is not something that you're making like little dollies or, you know, like stuffings and stuff like that. We're talking about robotics and electronics, and I mean, that plays a big part in it.
I mean, when you're saying showcases innovation, creative resourcefulness, and the DIY mindset, whoop, over the head with the DIY. So for some people, so can
yourself.
You break that down?
Do it yourself.
Okay. Do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the Maker Faire really showcases all makers of all kinds. So it does have some people that do crafting, but there's also a cutting-edge technology where they're featuring robotics and 3D printers and some cutting-edge technology. So that's what we're hoping to feature at our Maker Faire event.
All right. So we're waiting. I hope Rachel calls in.
She said she's someplace else, but she said she was going to call in.
All right. So what it connects to economic development, innovation, and business.
Mm-hmm.
150 Maker Faire events around the world last year.
Yes. So this Maker Faire that started in the Bay Area spread. It was the idea of Dale Doherty, who started Make Magazine and really wanted to feature makers because he felt like we had lost making. We become a nation of consumers, not makers. And really what made America great is really that we are a country of makers. We started, you know, the Ford Motor and all the different companies like that. So
we are dreamers that can put our dreams into effect. We can,
exactly.
We can envision things, and we are builders. That's what
exactly.
This country made this country great, was being able to build, conceive, build, and then market. And we become into the type, as he said, that we have a tendency to buy everything and walk around with the Pokemon in front of us instead of inventing the Pokemon.
Right, exactly.
So this is what we need to do. And so this is going to happen in November. I know it's a little bit early, but we want to start lining people up there.
Correct.
That, you know, and we say do it yourself, like robotics. Like, Bob, you're ready to talk about something.
Well, it's a thing. The kids who used to take the alarm clock apart to see what mm-hmm. made it work and all
the,
that,
the
we have lost that.
Yeah. Well, I think. Here's my feeling on that.
Well, we're getting it back.
Well, I hope that we are. The computer and Netflix and a lot of these things, I think, has made a lot of, we're talking about this whole Martha Stewart, yes. Always a Beautiful rant, by the way, because we're kind of the same era, there's a part of the generation that worked so hard to get, like you said, to build mm-hmm. the fortunes that have wanted to not have their children work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have to work on the weekends. You don't have to do that. So I think what is happening, I'm hoping, with this new generation is this dream to, if it's robotics or if it is drones or if it's those kinds of things, that it's, you're building of something, but it is a different mindset than it was than years ago. I think with our new people, our younger generation, what do you think? You're right smack in the middle of this.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, humans by nature are makers. And so I think having that resurgence come across, you see a younger generation, getting excited about building robotics, taking things apart, learning to tinker again. There's also a resurgence in some of the traditional arts like welding and blacksmithing and, you know, the hands-on textile arts that are sort of high-tech because they have LEDs built into them. So they sort of cross between some traditional arts as well as some of the high-tech and crossing over. So we're hoping to feature a wide variety of makers from all across the North State.
You've also got, and it says here, a lineup of sponsors and partners, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, McConnell Foundation, mm-hmm. Shasta College, City of Reading, North State STEM, the Butte College, Chico State, Humboldt State, and I'm sure there's going to be many more.
Yes.
And the idea behind this is where people used to take apart clocks, Bob,
yeah.
as mm-hmm. you said. But I remember what you were getting into when you went down to Nevada or Texas or someplace, is
the
that
consumer
they would
electronic
give you
show,
they yeah. would give you a box full of computer parts, and you had to put that computer together.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to build that computer. And I think there is our clock of the future. I mean, that's where our clock is now. It's not the clock anymore. It's the computer and what they can do with this and move forward and how that fits into other things. But there's always room for the welders and the plumbers, I mean, and, mm-hmm. and the electricians and who are artists in their own right.
Exactly.
Understanding how a thing works is the key to maintaining sufficiency. Instead of going and buying a new one, you tear the old one apart and figure out what went wrong and fix it.
Well, you know, it's kind of like this. Once you know the rule book inside and out, you can adapt to that rule
write
book.
New rules.
You can write new rules.
Write new rules,
that's
exactly,
right.
And come up with new creations. And so there's right now there's a lot of new technology coming out that's really inexpensive. The 3D printing, that people can do a lot of amazing things from practical items to all the way to craft items to art items. So there's such a variety. There's Arduino, these little small Arduino and Raspberry Pi, little small computer technology that people can build. So we're hoping to feature
these
and have
baby, these are little baby
yeah.
computers
yeah.
That do things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's even some that are actually made into.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Bob. He was yeah. in the middle of it.
The phone was ringing.
No, Rachel Hatch must be calling in. So she's part
okay.
of this.
Oh, no, we got other phone
yeah.
calls coming in, but we want to talk Maker Faire here. Okay, Ada
yeah.
Rappaport, co-chair of the Maker Faire Shasta, and Rachel Hatch, volunteer Maker Faire team. She should be calling in, maybe.
No, actually, this is Ron wants to talk about Maker Faire.
Okay. All right. Ron, good morning.
Try that again.
Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You just said something, somebody said something about the kids don't have the, have lost it or something. No, I think it was taken away from the kids. You know, they no longer teach any shop classes in school anymore. Wood shop, auto shop, machine
oh,
shop, metal shop, electric shop. They don't have mechanical drawing. They don't even teach the young ladies home ec anymore. So, as far as I'm concerned, they've taken it away. Shasta College used to have a really nice wood shop, and I heard they've disbanded that and they've turned it into a welding shop. But they had tools in there that were, man, really nice tools that would people would just die to have. So, as far as I'm concerned, they've taken the stuff away from the
That may be, you know, and that may be true because of funding cuts and all these other things.
Thanks, Ron.
Well, yeah, thanks, Ron. But, you know, I think Ron's right here, too, though, is that a lot of this stuff has to be done on their own. And so, which makes it even more important that we get involved in something like this. And how do people do that? It's in November 12th. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be like a Sunday, I think.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's on the Veterans Day weekend.
Yes.
So, how do people get involved with this?
So right now, our main focus is what's called a call for makers, and we're looking for makers of all ages to come and showcase their work at the Maker Faire. It's a hands-on event, and the booth space is free for makers. Fortunately, through our sponsorship, they can come. There's no fee for them. They just can come and show their work, and we're looking for makers of all kinds. And one of the things that the gentleman on the phone mentioned is that we want to tap in. There's a lot of makers that are older and really want to have such wisdom and want to share what they do and share it with a new generation and maybe get that next generation person that's like, wow, I want to get involved in wood shop or I want to get involved in, you know, welding. So we're wanting all makers from all across the North State to come and showcase at our event in November. So they can come online to our Maker Faire Shasta website, and there is an application that they fill out just to tell us a little bit about what they do and what kind of space they need, and it's called a call for makers.
Okay, so how do people do this?
It's on our website. So MakerFaireShasta.com has all the information about the Maker Faire. It has videos, and it has an application form that they can sign up and tell us a little bit about what they want to showcase at our event.
Okay. Well, I think by that time in November, we should have that. I was thinking about having a shower that was like two people high. So you could both get in it, and if you were on the and if you were in the lower shower, you could get even more water.
Listen, our bathroom tile is green and pink.
Okay.
So we have
the shower was built in the 50s.
Yes. Bathroom, and we've kept our original tile in both bathrooms. One is blue and pink.
In the shower,
it's retro now.
Oh, we've got a green toilet and a green sink, and I love it. Yeah. So I'm not going to change it. But, you know, anyway, we're just kidding. But anyway, so Maker's Faire, this is really good, and you know, again, a call to. Many of you are listening probably do know somebody who has a wonderful craft. They're really great at what they do. Have them get in contact with.
The Maker Faire Shasta website was a great place to start, and there's all our contact information there, so we'd love to have people come. And this is not just a Shasta County event. As you can see, we have sponsors and people coming from Humboldt. Eco State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your website again is?
MakerFaireShasta.com.
Okay.
Okay. Ada Rappaport, who, by your name, you should be doing beautiful quilts.
Thank you.
Or something creative.
Or something
creative.
Like that.
I make Maker Faires. That's what
you
I'm
make
trying to
like that. Well, then that's creative. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ada.
This is just the first opening salvo. We're going to be talking a lot more about it, getting more people involved, probably having some of the vendors coming in here, showing the things they're making.
And Bob, this is right up your alley, too.
Yeah.
And Boomer Tech, you have to come on sometime, maybe.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very
so
much, Ada. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who, by the way, are makers there, Henry and Rebecca. He is a gemologist and a jewelry designer, a lost art form in many ways. Four Winds Jewelry has it all for you, I want to say legacy jewelry, but that's not true. It's not legacy. It's
vintage
estate jewelry, things like that. And only trained watch repairmen in the whole area. You know what? I would remember that. But I had a traumatic experience this morning. As I stepped out of the shower and had this dervish.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Dervish come in and get in my face and say, I took too long. The 2 minutes I was in the shower was a minute and a half too long.
2750. Check them out. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, We are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You know it right out front.
This is Bus Gags.
Hey, $50, he'll get you what you want.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We're having a great time here today. 9 minutes into the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of July, 2016. 74 degrees going up to 100 today, which means that it'll be to 130 in your car if you leave the windows up. If you have anything in there, if you have your dog, your cat, your kids, anything, don't do it. And we're talking about that, people say, well, how could you leave your kid in the car? Well, they just picked up somebody the other day right here in town. Whose child was in the car. It doesn't mean that the person's a bad parent. You know, they could have been a perfect parent, but right then, they ran in for a minute, and it, all of a sudden it took 10, and somebody's walking by, and they see a baby in there. You leave your baby in the car, even for it's a short period of time. People see it. They get, and rightly so, they get into it. They get into your business. So just think about that. Okay. Who is the guest at 8 o'clock? That's a good question. Because at 8 o'clock, we had the Chief Paletti was going to be here today, and we had all types of things we wanted to talk about, especially since Dallas. The Chief Secretary just gave us a call literally 2 minutes ago and said that there is...
We do show a breaking story. One possibly shot. Police search East Reading for man with a gun in the Longcrest Memorial Park area. So I would say that probably
that may
would
be
require
what's
the
happening.
Chief's
yeah.
attention.
Yeah. Yeah, so he may be out there. So that's what's going on instead of, here. So we'll try and get the chief on at a later date because I do want to talk to him about this, what happened in Dallas and everything in the aftermath of that.
We also want to go back to our original question that we posed for our listeners to ask what you feel about this Ruth Bader Ginsburg's criticism of Trump. You know, Marco Rubio did come to the defense of Trump and said, how can Justice, Ginsburg's criticism, anyway, partisan attacks during campaign be impartial in any cases involving a Trump administration?
I don't know. So I think it, frankly, what you're going to start seeing
is, I mean, go ahead. What are we seeing besides the fact that the FBI, you know, these are the people who make the law of the land. So the law of the land, including
Supreme
the
Court.
FBI,
well, the
including
Court.
Along well, with the FBI, in not indicting Hillary. I mean, do you understand how people are feeling? That they're going under, that the wave, you know, there's a time when you feel like the wave is coming and the wave is coming and you're treading, and you just feel like that there's that piece of time when you think, I'm not going to make it. I understand how people are feeling. Look at this. We've got a shooting in Reading.
Well, that's not the first time there's been a shooting.
Well, I mean, it's starting
the
to
search
become
started just before 7:30 a.m. on Oxford Road, north of Cypress Avenue and east of Lowe's, after a resident reported, I'm not sure what the next part of that is, Bob, but it looks, said medics are responding to Longcrest Memorial Park in East Reading this morning after a report of shots fired as police were searching the field for a man reported with a gun. And it started right before 7:30 a.m.
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of police right now that are on edge. First of all, they're sad for fallen brothers. But on top of that, you're on edge.
Because they're having more and more attacks on police. Yes, sir.
Can I please emphasize, and I've done this ever since I started reporting, do not go anywhere near this area. This is not a spectator situation. Head the other direction. And I know there's going to be idiots who want to go rubberneck the situation, but don't do it, please.
Man with a gun. Out there, reportedly a man with a gun. You know, here's the thing. Loretta Lynch went in front of the Congress yesterday and refused to answer any questions about it. You know, and here's the problem. Maybe they should change the name as they had in this great political cartoon. We've all come to the conclusion to no longer call this the Department of Justice. No longer be the Department of Justice. It's, you know what, and here's the bad part. And there's many bad parts to this whole thing. Many, many bad parts here, is that once it starts, once you get into these, you know, once you get into writing executive, executive orders, and they say, oh, well, you know, Bush did more. But Bush didn't write ones, I don't think, that had such an impact on our laws. So much and so that it has to go up to the courts to say, you know, including the Supreme Court, says you're wrong. You can't do that. You cannot just say which laws you're going to enforce and which laws you can't enforce. The problem is that it moves that marker again for the next one. And frankly, having somebody come in that reacts to their own, you know, that to non-real fears, or in that says things that they don't really believe or don't really even care about to get elected. We have President Obama here that spoke at a convention many years ago before he ran. And he talked about this is not a there aren't black Americans, they're not white Americans, we're Americans. Yesterday at the memorial for those police, that would have been a perfect time to pull that speech out, because that was a beautiful speech. First time I heard him was that speech. And I thought, now here's a man that has all the potential in the world to pull this country together. He loves America. He loves what it is to be an American. By his speech, I'm talking about his first speech. And I don't know if anybody heard that speech, but you haven't. You need to go back. I think it was a Democratic convention a long time ago. But when he talked about this, and that speech would have been perfect for yesterday in Dallas. Instead, mentioned himself 42 times. He talked about guns. It's easier to get a gun than it is a book for an inner city kid.
A computer.
Or a computer. Well, he said books, too. I heard him say that, too. A book or a computer. It's easier to get guns. So here we go again.
not looking at the causes of why people reach for those guns. I wrote a blog yesterday, and I talked about the weapon they used in Dallas. Why aren't we seeing the M16 and the high-capacity mags in Dallas? Why? Because it wasn't used. It was a relic. It was a rifle that was over 50 years old, invented during World War II. Talked a little bit about it. But that, between that and Orlando and Sandy Hook and San Bernardino, what did they all have in common? The terrorist wielding the gun. That's what we have to stop. There's where we have to find out how to end this, where young men aren't reaching for a gun because they've got a future, because they feel like they've got a future. I don't see that. I don't see where is that coming from. And obviously it's not going to come from our political leadership, so it's got to come from within. We've got to take a break. 8 o'clock is going to be open. It's going to be open line at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the 10 ways to take our city back. Randall Smith, Dr. Randall Smith. And what he wrote.
Oh, great.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. President Obama is meeting today with police officers at the White House. It is the second such meeting following the shooting deaths of 5 police officers in Dallas during a protest against police brutality. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president is casting a wide net for today's meeting.
The president's interested in talking to civil rights activists, academics, leaders in law enforcement, community leaders, law enforcement officials, political leaders, to talk about some of these questions that our country's been wrestling with.
Earnest was speaking on Air Force One, returning from a memorial service in Dallas. A new Quinnipiac poll gives a slight edge to Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in critical swing states. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Quinnipiac pollsters say it's too close to call in Florida and Pennsylvania, where Trump has taken a slight lead over Clinton, and in the battleground state of Ohio, where the candidates are tied. Clinton has lost an 8-point lead since mid-June and received lower grades on honesty and moral standards. Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania are in the election spotlight because since 1960, no candidate has won the presidential race without taking at least 2 of these 3 states. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has received a standing ovation on his last day in Parliament today. Members of the House of Commons thanked him for his 6 years of service as a Conservative leader. Cameron announced his resignation after the majority of British voters said they wanted to leave the European Union. Once he formally resigns during a meeting with Queen Elizabeth later today, Home Secretary Theresa May will become the new Prime Minister. A federal appeals court is rejecting Tom Brady's attempt to get a new hearing on his Deflategate suspension. The New England Patriots quarterback was asking for a full appeals court to hear his case. The NFL commissioner suspended Brady in April. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum says it will not allow people to play Pokemon Go on their smartphones during visits to the former German death camp. Charles de la Desma reports.
Officials at the State Museum are saying no to the game because they say it's disrespectful on many levels. Pokemon Go is a hugely popular new reality game that uses GPS and allows players to search locations in the real world to find virtual little creatures. There have been reports of people playing the game at Auschwitz and other somber memorial sites around the world. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Striking Atlantic City casino workers are taking their protests to the New York City doorstep of the man who bought the Trump Taj Mahal casino. They'll be outside the Fifth Avenue office of Carl Icahn. They also plan to target Donald Trump. The protesters say Icahn and Trump profited from the Taj Mahal even as it went through multiple bankruptcies. Union members are fighting for restored health care and pension benefits. News and analysis at townhall.com. The second biggest selling drug in the world could get some cheaper competition after a federal panel endorses an alternative version.
A panel of Food and Drug Administration advisors voted unanimously in favor of Amgen's version of AbbVie's Humira, a biotech drug that brought in almost $15 billion last year. For years, biotech drugs faced little competition because there was no regulatory way to approve copycat versions, even after the patents had expired. But if approved, Amgen's drug would join a new wave of so-called biosimilars, which have the potential to generate billions in savings for U.S. insurers, doctors, and patients.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe says Humira is used to treat inflammatory conditions. An experimental solar-powered airplane has arrived in Egypt as part of its round-the-world voyage. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of the Seville airport in Spain on Monday. It landed in Cairo today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is July the 13th. We're almost halfway through the summer here, 2016. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Weather today is going to be 100 degrees, and it's about 74 right now.
Actually, and climbing. Tomorrow calls for 103, and Thursday night will be 70. Tomorrow, Friday is also 103, with Friday night around 68. Yes, it is the 8 o'clock hour where we read the weather update. Sunday calls for 94. Again, we're under triple digits starting Sunday and the beginning of next week. But this week, we'll have over triple digits, you know, anywhere between 102 and 106, varying in different areas, with our evenings around the 70-degree mark. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Bob, you got your fingers in the air.
For those of you just joining us, you're going to want to avoid the area of Oxford Road near the Lowe's in Enterprise, Lawncrest Park. There are very large police presence in the wake of a shooting. At least one victim has been reported. Unclear what the details of the situation are, but right now, that's a pretty good area that East Cypress Avenue is going to be a good place to avoid.
And Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti was going to be our guest today, but as you can probably guess, he is out there on the street with his people figuring out what happened out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Voted best in the North State last year. Probably could be best in the North State every year as far as I'm concerned. That's how good Martin and his people are. It's a better-known business. He brings that veteran's mindset of initiative, professionalism, and responsibility to his business, and you can't beat that. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. Now, it's open line, everybody, so here's your chance. All those people have been calling in between, give us a call. Your chance. We're going to talk about everything now. But here's the one. It's on the editorial page of the Record Searchlight. And I'm going to run through it real quick. But the 10 Ways to Take Our City Back by Dr. Randall R. Smith. Reading's generous nature has become a self-fulfilling prophecy about why we do not change and meet the wolf at our collective door. Other places have adopted rules and strategies that work while we endlessly meet, study, debate, hire consultants, wring hands, and continue business as usual. Oh, that was so good. Our inability to face reality with meaningful solutions causes us to continue conduct that is fostering the crisis of vagrancy in our streets and neighborhoods. He's written some ideas that work but have not been followed. They are inexpensive but cannot reach the threshold of adoption rather than conversation.
Do not give cash out of the window, number one. Do not give cash out of a window of a motor vehicle. Metro passed an ordinance making such activity a moving violation. You simply do not see cardboard sign carrying vagrants there because that behavior is not rewarded. You could do that in a heartbeat. Those engaged in providing clothing, tents, and other hardware that innocently despoil our open spaces must permanently label what is given. In other words, put their name on it. So that when they go out there and they clean it up, this simple task stops the landfill waste and makes the enabling party responsible. So,
that's a good
you
idea.
Want to give out all this clothing? Fine. You mark it, so when you find it, then you pay for it. Report illegal camps and join groups that help officials clear this health and safety violation. Four, the annual outpouring of community creek cleanup is wonderful, but one day a year is not enough. Our priceless largesse of open space has to be recaptured from those who are despoiling it. Five, give to charities with a proven record of success and not to others. I added that, not to others. Six, support the coming tax initiative to provide more community service officers and spaces to contain those who violate the law. Seven, become part of the solution rather than the complaint and wonder why things are worse. Eight, ask tough questions of officials, such as why the Colt 45s have to hire private security when a new police station is 100 feet away from Tiger Field. Number nine, insist the months of meetings result in real solutions, not simply adjourn to another date in the future.
What meetings?
All these meetings they have, like, oh, this blueprint for safety and all this. It's been 2 years. 2 years.
So at the end,
the city council has sat on their collective butts for 2 years.
So at the end of the meetings, according to what Randall said, these are solutions. At the end of the meeting, have a solution.
Instead of, oh, let's go study it again. When this lady gets hit in the head, 83-year-old lady gets hit in the head on the trail, what happens? Oh, they go and have a meeting with the trail people. Excuse me. But that is wrong.
Well, we have
that is wrong.
We have more to read.
I have more to, and let me finish up here. What's the biggest lie and worst narrative of all? It's the politicians can deliver economic and social salvation. Hating the police will not affect the narrative, nor will it improve anybody's search. I flipped up to the wrong one. It says here, we can follow the example and retake our community from those who are stealing our safety and liberty. It is long past time for the tyranny of indifference
yes.
to be vanquished. Randall Smith, outstanding.
Okay, well, we know Randy. We think the world of Randy. Randy's been somebody who's really thrown his hat in the ring so many times. This guy, since I've known him, he's been the guy to go down and clean up the creeks for days.
Yeah, he puts all that together.
Days, so that those beautiful trails. Let's go to the phones. Janice, good morning. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad you mentioned the speeches yesterday. I don't think enough is said about our former president, George W. Bush. I read the transcript, and it's the most beautifully written speech that covered so many deep and wonderful truths, and comparing to the one that's in the office now, I just wish there had been more said about it.
Well, you know what? It was a beautiful speech. And, you know, George Bush has kept a low profile as far as, you know, with all the blaming going on. And, you know, he's kept a low profile since he left the office for 8 years. But I would have been terribly surprised if he hadn't been there, being a native Texan. And I'm glad he was, and I did hear what he said, and it was beautiful. Like I said, though, it was a perfect opportunity for our president to reach his, you know, to open his arms and start pulling people in together instead of making political statements here. I was sad by that.
It was just very, very sad.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Janice.
That's great. We are taking the calls, and I've got...
Hey, it's open line Wednesday now. So if you want to talk about the Dallas shootings, you want to talk about what's going on in the town, what I just read about taking our town back, I've got people in the chat room that walk those trails every day. And there's no reason that they, for any reason, feel safe. Now, one walks with 12 dogs, so that may be a little bit different there. But I'm just saying is that anybody should be able to walk on those trails. They should be open enough you can see down to the river. You should be able to have not worry about people coming out, stumbling at you, or any of these things. We should be able to do that. And as Randall Smith says, things that we have said for years, where
Does it where? How does it come to the fact that when something has to be done, the city leadership and the county leadership throw it off to a study? To a study. I'm looking at the county supervisors who are, by the way, being paid to come up with solutions. How come we don't have more people in jail? Because there's no room. And because, oh, but we don't have the room. We don't have the money. Really? So what's your solution? What's the solution? That's what I asked Pam Giacomini. You're a county supervisor. What's your solution? Tomorrow, Julie Winters is coming on. She's running for city council. I'm going to ask her, what's your solution, Julie? And on Friday, we have another of our candidates on. I'm going to ask, what is the solution? I think Julie's on tomorrow. Maybe Mary Rickard.
No, Julie's on Friday.
Friday.
Right.
Mary Rickard's on tomorrow. Hey, Mary, she's running for county supervisor. What's your solution?
Well, we want to go over these 10 points again. When we come back from the break, and I think it'd be great to go over one of this is a beautifully written piece, by the way.
It's no cost solutions.
No, and it's written by Randall Smith, Dr. Randy Smith. In fact, I just emailed him and said, call in, because we thought we had the chief on this morning, but this is, you know, we roll with it. Open line, talking about the 10 ways to take our city back. You live here, buck up. We're going to be right back.
I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 as we follow the reports of gunfire here in the Redding area near Lawncrest. Again, we advise please do not go in that area as we are, there are situations of
ample life. Amount of police in the area.
Yes.
And if there's been shootings, people are going to be in the on the alert mode. So just give them plenty of room there. So stay away from Lawncrest and Lowe's and back of Lowe's, too, I think they said.
Right. And we want to emphasize that anything that we're passing along here is extremely preliminary information. We've heard nothing official yet. There's a lot of details starting to come out, none of which have been vetted. So when you see this stuff on Facebook, when you see this stuff on Twitter, yeah, please understand that in these early moments of a very fluid situation, it's changing fast. Try not to spread too much rumor until we have some solid facts.
The only thing, and you'll see things being tweeted and all that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. You know, solar shades can be put up by Budget Blinds that will cut your electric cost by a huge margin.
Well, we could use that right now.
And you know what? Well, we need to do that because REU will give you up to $500 back as a rebate for your solar shades. Wouldn't that be nice to get paid that? So not only that, but Jerry can come in, look at your house, work with your budget, work with your decor, and give you window coverings that will work at a fine price. Doesn't bust your budget. Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Okay. Going back into
our 10 ways to take back our city back.
That doesn't cost anything.
No, but let's go over these again. And we really would love to have your input. So do call us this morning. And our hotline is 605-4567. I put an email into Dr. Smith as well as asking if he'll call in because this is a wonderful piece. And, you know, it starts out again, and I know Carl has read it, but when you tune in and out, I'd like to say it again. Redding's generous nature has become self-fulfilling prophecy about why we do not change and meet the wolf at our collective door. Other places have adopted rules and strategies that work while we endlessly meet, study, debate, hire consultants, wringing hands, and continue business as usual. Our inability to face reality with meaningful solutions causes us to continue conduct that is fostering the crisis of vagrancy in our streets and neighborhoods. Here are written ideas that work but have not been followed. They are inexpensive but cannot reach the threshold of adoption rather than conservation. Excuse me, conversation. Big difference. Number one, and we've said this before, but think about it, and why not just take it into practice? Do not give cash out of the window of a motor vehicle. Now, Medford passed an ordinance making such activity a moving violation. You simply do not see cardboard sign-carrying vagrants there because that behavior is not rewarded.
Well, let's start talking about these things. How hard is it to pass an ordinance? We passed a don't sit or lie ordinance. Why can't they pass
something?
That's
not working.
In some areas, I think it is. I think it's that you can't spend, you know, you can't lay on the street, on the sidewalks, I think, overnight. But here, you can't give out money. You can make it I can't make it a moving violation here in town. If you do that, you can get a ticket. You can get a $50 or $100 ticket for doing that. And that ends that.
Well, I have seen.
And how hard is that? The only thing you have to do is, you know what? I heard them say before, I said, well, how, you talk about these laws. I mean, these things about no sit, no stand and doing these. How hard is that? And they say, well, you know, you have to look at, you got to look at what other cities do. I think these are excuses from the people we have elected to run this city. I think if they really wanted to do it, if they really wanted to push this, then you say, this is a priority, Kurt Starman. I want it written. I want it now. I want it in 5 days.
Well, when we go down, I don't know what to do about this, you guys. I just went to go join a girlfriend yesterday at Deja Vu, and I had to park across from that Indian restaurant. You know there. You know what I'm talking about, in Placer.
Not that there's anything wrong with the restaurant.
No, I'm saying that I park on the street. I don't feel safe to walk to that park. Here's a gal. Okay, I lived in L.A. at 19 years old. I walked down Hollywood Boulevard, and there were bums, and there were, you know, people urinating, and, you know, back in the 70s, late 70s, okay? Didn't think any, I don't know why. It just didn't bother me. I never felt fear. But I'm starting to feel that way, and it really bothers me. I had a conversation. What do you do when you work out? Well, I like to go to the gym, do the pool. Where do you walk? Well, I used to, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, when I moved to this town, I would take my dog and walk on the trail and thought nothing of it. It was beautiful. I don't feel safe about doing it now. Why? Because of all the reports we're hearing about people, women getting raped, women getting attacked, 83-year-old woman getting attacked. I don't know what's happening for me, but I'm feeling that I've got to not use the facilities in my own city downtown, which is very close to my home, and I'm seeing people walking up and down the street of my own home that are looking for an excuse to break in. I can see it. So that's happening to me. I know a lot of people feel that way. But so what do you see? What do you see when you walk downtown? You see the library park with, 50 people laying on the park down there in there with all their crap around them. And crap, by the way. But you see them are with all their other stuff around them. Then you go to the post office and you see people with their cardboard boxes on every corner laying around, moving place to place. Then you go on over to the next street over, which is by Trudy Pratt, producer Pratt's office, over by the flour mill, and you see them moving around. I feel like the city is changing quickly beneath us.
The city has changed.
The city has
changed in the last 8 years. Here's one thing that Randy Smith says. We cannot go softly into the night. We cannot go softly into the night here. We have to follow the example and take our community back from those who are still in our state. There should be no reason that you can't walk down in the morning, and there isn't really. Walk down in the morning or in the evenings on the trails. You can be, you know, there's other people that do it all the time and they don't have problems. Now, there are people out there, however, that are problems. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Well, you guys are right on it. I mean, that's so true. Linda, you're right. And Carl, you're right that the problem with these ordinances is that all of a sudden you're violating federal code, Title 18, Section 241 or 242. And if somebody challenges that with their constitutional rights, with saying that they, you know, if they want to stop and hand somebody money, that is, I agree with you, that shouldn't be done. But this should really come from the churches. I mean, the churches should be telling folks, you know, really and truly, you know, it isn't a great idea to be handing these folks money. I mean, if you want to buy them food, but that should come that way. And another thing, with the mission being located where it is, and I've given to the mission, you know, for most of my life, being where it is, and then they turn them out in 30 days. You know, that's just not a great location. It's just all there is to it. I mean, it, you know, say what you want. It's just not a great location.
Well, it may not be, but it's there. So it's one of these things is we can keep saying, oh, that's a bad location, or we can say that, oh, you know what, they can just say this isn't fair. Well, Medford passed this law. Other people are passing, you know, places where it says it's illegal to stop because it's a traffic hazard. And guess what? That works. Now, if you want to sit on a corner and still, if you still want to have your little sign out there that says anything will help, homeless, you know, please, haven't eaten in 5 weeks, all of this stuff, have it. But no, if nobody stops and gives them money, guess what? They leave.
Yeah, you're right. And
they
agree with you. Believe me, I think you're both right. I think an ordinance like, I mean, I'd be for something like that. I'm just saying, you know, in a lot of the things that we've all dealt with, we, you know, if you know, somebody is going to take that law and pull it apart. Somebody with a bleeding heart is going to pull that apart. And, you know, it's not going to fly for long. I just think that the churches have to take more responsibility in this to where, you know, if you want to help people out, don't just hand them money. Don't just give them things.
Well, I think some of the other things that Randy Smith, Dr. Smith said was, hey, if you're going to give away clothes and all these other things, you mark them. you mark them, and the and in that case, then you get to help clean them up. I'm not sure what
better
that sound
that.
Is. Is that you, Terry?
No. That's another office. I have three phones, and they're always going off.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you, Terry. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So number two, those engaged in providing clothing. This is a,
I just
this,
said that.
But what I'm saying is that when you again. If the people giving that, if there's an ordinance that you, if you're going to give something to the homeless and the generous offer, I mean, it's not, we label socks, but if it's tents, if it's larger than, I guess, let's say a size of a dollar or a size of a, let's say a grocery bag, you have to label it by a law or an ordinance. Otherwise, you get fined. In other words, you want to be generous and give to people a bike or give to them a backpack. Your name's got to be on it. They can always rip it off, I suppose. But if it's in there in a black heavy felt tip, then you're going to be responsible if they leave it behind. Don't you think that to me is like, wow, I got to think twice about this. Like, I want to help you out, buddy. But I'm responsible for you. I'm not going to just give it away for you so you can go leave it on the side of a creek.
They obviously find tons of
tons
of old clothing or even new clothing and trash and everything like
and
that.
And Randy Smith has been responsible for cleaning this stuff up, has seen probably the worst of the worst.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages, though. But this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week and have the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, plus everything you could possibly want for tobacco and tobacco accessories, and then, of course, Espresso Joe's. They have it all. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, supports our community and does so many great things. Things like birthday parties for children that don't have homes. They help veterans in so many ways. They donate to so many great events that are happening. And in fact, they are going to be there at the Wine, Whiskey, and Brew. It's going to be happening here July 30th at the Veterans Hall.
All right.
And it's going to be another one of those. We're going to talk a lot more about that.
We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls on 10 ways to take back our city. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Cash. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Attention parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 74 degrees, going up to 100 today. Hot time in the city. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. I go there. In fact, let me go there today. It's time. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay.
You need a man's last stronghold right now.
I need man's last stronghold
you
right
need
now.
To go someplace you guys okay. can grunt.
Grunt. We don't
need
grunt.
To grunt.
We mumble. But, Bob, do we have an update at all?
There has been a name released. Not officially, which is why I'm a little hesitant to give it out.
Then we don't need to do that then, if it's not official.
It's allegedly a 24-year-old man. He's at the hospital. Condition unknown. The victim's mother says he was carrying a BB gun, so real sketchy details, and I think we should just wait until we get a little more.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there's, you don't know if he was shot, who shot him, or anything like that.
And still in shock over all the shootings and the mayhem that's happening across the country. But right now, let's go to the phones with one of our loyal callers.
Jim.
Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things they could do with these people, the homeless people, is put their name in the garment and on the tents and in the backpacks. And then when you find them laying around, you log them in, and the next time they go for a handout, they don't get anything.
Well, that's one way of doing it. I don't know. Yeah. But you know what? I think when they walk up and, to the People of Progress or some of these other locations that give them clothing, that they're not going to stop from giving them to them. That's not in their makeup. But what it could be is they have the different places they give them all this stuff, and that it's all left around that they should probably put in for help clean that stuff up. And I think that's what Randy's
talking about. I'm talking about the big items like the tents. And
that's true.
The big items that mess up there, and if they give them that thing there, those things should last them for the rest of the time they're out on the trail, you know.
That's true.
And so they pack them up and take them with them. And if they can't do that, they don't need them.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, once they've been marked, the camps have been marked, and the police are coming in 7 days to move all that stuff, they have time. But, see, they don't need to do that because they can just go to some other place and get new stuff.
Right.
Somebody give them they just give them a whole brand new bunch of stuff, and then we have all this trash and garbage and to be picked up again. So, okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Okay.
Our next caller has been waiting on the phones. Welcome to our morning show, Nick. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I want to read you the letter that I proposed putting in the paper. It'll take less than a minute.
Okay.
A very good speaker piece by Rob Wharton on June 18th. The voters need to realize that the half-cent sales tax will end up going to Reading's unfunded CalPERS retirement liabilities. Right now, as we speak, the taxpayers are paying 49% for police and fire CalPERS retirement. These figures do not include health and other costs, just retirement costs. For every $100 paid in salary, $49 more is paid to CalPERS, and it will soon go up to 59% and stay there for 20 years. For the other Reading Public Service, numbers are 44% to go up to 54% and stay there for 20 years. If Reading didn't have these unfunded liabilities, the pension rate would be 35%. I'm not saying that public servants are doing a poor job. They do a wonderful job for the most part. I'm saying that this is what it is costing us as a result of poor leadership. By the way, the CalPERS liability must, by law, be paid first. So if you think the funds from these sales tax hikes is going to go to fund new positions and programs, in my opinion, you're mistaken. That's my letter there. Now, by law, when Paletti gets his budget, the first thing he has to pay is these CalPERS. And that's going to go up 10%. And that is going to undermine all the other things that he wants to do with the money, in my opinion. That's okay. The point I wanted to get across.
Okay, Nick. Thanks. Appreciate
and
that.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want to talk to you about our exchange with Carol Ferguson.
Oh, okay.
Unless
thanks.
You want to talk about it now.
Nope. I got to go. Okay. I'm going to talk about some other things. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for letting me read that. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, everybody gets to have their say here up to a point. What that has to do, though, is when one of the things that that Randy Smith says, 10 ways to take our city back, is support the coming tax initiative to provide more community service officers and spaces to contain those who violate the law. We need more spaces, and we need more community service officers. The supporting the tax is I'm not supporting that tax for a second until I find out
where
what
it's going
to be, how it's going to be used, and if all this $11 million a year's coming in there, where's it going, and is it being taken out of the back end? That's all I want to find out is how it's going to be used, and I won't support it for a second. And people coming out already supporting it, I don't understand how they can do that.
It's not allocated.
It's not allocated yet, and they haven't said what's going to happen.
It's not allocated. They will not allocate it until after it's passed. So it's like saying, okay, I'm going to vote for Obamacare. I don't know what's in there.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? This is the exact same thing. If they allocate that this money is going to go towards these particular items, then we should vote to increase it for those specific reasons. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, we are watching the results of socialism right here in River City. So when people are thinking about what can be done, this is a local issue, and it is a reflection of our social policies. So that's my comment.
Well, you know, what we've got here is a change, and such a change since I've been here in 8 years. Now, maybe it's because I've been here and the world's changed because I'm here, but I doubt it. The thing is that we've given we made decision years ago about the CalPERS, about not putting having everybody put their money in, and it's caught us, and it's eating us right now, and it's going to continue to eat us until they get this under control. That's why I'm saying is that in the Democratic platform, not one thing in there was said yesterday about growing our economy, making our economy strong again, and this is going to be the basis for everything. And
well, that's right, Carl. And the thing is, people have got to wake up and start looking at the real world and what is happening to our city, our environment. Everything is going downhill, and it's because our leaders have no idea how the rest of us live. And we've got to start electing people with some common sense.
Well, we've got a chance here this year for the city council. I mean, frankly, Brent Weaver said, along with the others, Francie Sullivan and Christian Schrader, oh, we're going in there. We're going to clean up this city. We're going to make things happen. Have you seen one thing that's happened? I mean, one major thing. Oh, we have bicycles. Well, how do they get bicycles? The Downtown Reading Business Association bought bicycles. Can you believe that? We can't even afford to buy bicycles for our cops, supposedly. So the Downtown Reading Business Association bought the bikes. And what happened? Christian Schrader disbanded the Downtown Reading Business Association. So, I mean, this whole thing is remarkable in the sense that after 2 years, we still have nothing. And are people getting upset? If they aren't, they should be.
Well, that's exactly right. And people have got to start paying attention, Carl. And thank you very much for your radio station, because you are getting the word out.
Well, thank you, Roberta. And we so much appreciate your loyalty. You've gone above and beyond just showing up, speaking up, and being there. So thanks for the call.
Okay.
Going along the sides of, we're going to take a break here in a second, but of course, you know, the 13 million people who voted for Bernie Sanders, you know, feel the burn. I kind of want to talk to the people who have the sticker on their bumper. But, you know, I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get stabbed. I don't feel like the Bernie Sanders people are along those lines. For some reason, I kind of, they're the corner, like, feel the love, feel the burn. But I kind of want to go up to him and say, how are you feeling now that he has endorsed Hillary Clinton?
Okay, yeah, that one.
That's what I want to ask the feel the burn people. The people who were always out in front of Trader Joe's. How are you feeling now? It's politics are stinky. It's stinky. When you've loved the idea of Bernie Sanders, and now your only other option, your man, the person that you gave money to and loved on and thought was a new regime.
There's always Phil the Johnson.
Oh, by Dr. Maria Salas is in. Dr. Maria Salas is in the house. Yeah.
Phil the Johnson.
Well, you know,
that's... Running.
I mean, who is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be the independent guy. But anyway, who is that? But anyway.
Okay.
So, 13 million people. And then, of course, he endorses Hillary Clinton. I'm just curious. And I know that... I don't know. Are there Bernie Sanders supporters that were... Hello. Yesterday's news supporters of Bernie Sanders. Who has said he will do everything within his power to make sure that Donald Trump does not get elected. So we're going to take a break and get your thoughts about that after we get back here from the break here on KCNR 1460.
Girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All right. We have so appreciated your calls coming in this morning. We've been talking about 10 ways to bring back, to take back our city with the article by Dr. Randy Smith that is in the Record Searchlight, right, Carl?
Absolutely. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion.
Yeah, go in and check out the new and extended location. A beautiful store that is a one-stop shop. You're going to get the latest of the beautiful clothing lines that you'll only see one, they get like one of each size in. So it's not like you're going to see yourself all over town. And that's really cool. And it may look different on you than the next guy. So we love Dandelion. And the fact that they're, or gal. I love it. Okay. So located on Pine Street, 247-1292, located at 1322 Pine Street.
Okay, so let's go to the phones. And hold on. Sally. Good morning, Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up, Sally?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate a little bit of what Nick's point was when he called in, because the sales tax money, there is no guarantee that it is going to go for public safety. Once it gets, if the people approve it, it will go into the general fund and can be spent any way they see fit. And those pensions will have to be paid first, like he said. Now, they will try to reassure us by telling us that they will appoint a special commission to watch over those monies. But who is going to appoint the commission?
Well, that's the thing, is the commission is being appointed by the city council, and so far names I've seen one, Mary Machado, who is on nobody's side except the people's side, but everybody else seems like they either worked on somebody's committee or they're close personal friends or whatever.
I'll tell you what, there's been one watchdog on the city council, and that is Gary Cadd. If you look at most of the votes, they always come out 4-1. 4-1, and that one is Gary Cadd.
Well, the only thing I can say about that is the fact that they promised all this stuff they were going to do, and here it is 2 years later, and there's been very, very, very little is done. Even the $190,000 study they came out with, is nothing's been done. So.
That's right, Carl. They need more money to do nothing.
Yeah, I know that. But see, there's other things that, we've already said. What Randy Smith writes out, here's 10 things we can do. There were other things that they said about taking our city back, too. Anyway, we've got people lined up now. Sally, thanks
a lot.
All right,
thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Phil in Mountain City, Nevada.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Doing fine, Phil. What's
going on?
So what's
on your mind this morning?
Well, I just called straighten out. You've been calling me everything but Mountain City. You call it Mountain and Battleground.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's finally written down here.
No, that's all right. I just wanted to correct it.
Mountain City, Nevada.
We're up by the Idaho border, right below the Duck Valley Indian Reservation.
Okay.
Good.
Kind of in eastern Nevada.
All right. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Phil.
Now, look, your homeless situation.
Oh, okay. How do you do that?
Well, we do it different up here, but you can't do that down there.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
No, you don't.
Okay, then never mind. But I tell you what, thanks so much for calling in, Phil, and listening to us.
Oh, yeah, you guys are great. I love you.
All right, thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
All right.
Okie-doke, have a good week.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
You know what, we really appreciate our listeners and our callers.
We do.
And we've been talking about 10 ways to take back the city, and, you know, we've experienced more and more about this vagrancy situation that's happening in the parks. And, you know, every now and then you'll see a couple cops in there, and then it'll clean up for 15 minutes, and then they're right back. And I you know, what is the solution when it comes to, you know, I mean, I'm sure that some of these people that are camping on the street have gotten tickets, but if you're homeless and you don't have the funds, you're mentally ill, how are you going to pay the tickets, the fines?
They're not going to. They're not going to pay for it. Of course not. So what's the solutions? Okay, one of them is to pass an ordinance saying you can't give money to people from a moving car or for a car stopped at a light or a stop sign. Make it illegal. The other thing, too, is, for anything, give them money or food. So when you're getting ready to pull out, sorry, can't do that. That takes away that part. The other part, too, is this, is you've got to get a four-man team from the police, and they're hiring more people. Make them volunteers in it, being run by a policeman. And you just go through all these parks, and you just keep pushing. Library Park, I want to see some ID. I want to move, you know, and they start moving away. So you just move them away. Why not hire, if, you know what? It's worked for the Code 45s. They've hired private security. Okay, city. Oh, we can't hire. We don't have any. Yes, you can. It'd be cheaper to hire 10 members of a private security company that's licensed. They don't have to be armed, but they can be going in teams to take care of certain areas. How about for just, if nothing else, they're driving around. So you hire local security. You hire security teams to do this where cops can't be. It's going to be a lot cheaper to do that. And then they can call the police, and you don't want to have volunteers because Chief Flady says, well, we're responsible for those volunteers. Well, then hire a security company like one of the ones you see driving around everywhere, the kind that your brother has down in Sacramento that the block got together and hired a security team that comes through there two or three times a day, drives through, checks the place out. Why not do that here?
Four times a day they've hired in their neighborhood, and not only that, I took a walk with my sister-in-law who had spine surgery, and I saw one of those boxes I've never seen. And later I told Carl about it. It was a plastic box, you know, with nice wood, looked like a birdhouse, but it had books in it.
The library box.
I mean, hardback, beautiful books. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's a book drop for the neighborhood. Really? It doesn't get... This is where I'm living.
We had one here. Front page news.
This is my mindset now.
Well, this
mean it's not been ripped off or stolen or vandalized? No, I feel like L.A., like that's how I would think
but
in L.A.
We had
no.
one of those here. A young lady had one of these up, and they did that. They stole the box, vandalized it for no other reason. They didn't.
And they have hired the neighborhood has come together and hired us four times a day, patrols the neighborhood, just as a cop car that patrols four times a day. But they all, I think it's $250 a year each resident pays to pay whatever the fee is to have that guy drive through four times.
So the cost of hiring a private security company, you don't have to worry about their health. You don't have to worry about their medical. You don't have to worry about their having a bad day. I mean, the whole thing is, if you don't want them armed, that's fine. But they're there. You can have them patrolling. You know, paying some guy $10 or $11 an hour to patrol the trails, or four people a day patrolling the trails, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's a lot cheaper than putting a policeman out on and let the police concentrate on something else. But do you think that they can come up with something just like that? Do you know what they're going to do? They're going to think of all the reasons they can't do it instead of why they can do things in this city. Oh, there's all these reasons we can't. Well, you know, frankly, Missy, Brent, Kristen, Francie and Gary, because you're part of that group, why don't you think of ways to do things instead of ways of not doing things?
Or how about, along with that, Carl, is the city doing a fundraiser that is going to be just to save our streets? Call it Save Our Streets. In that fund is going to be money that's going to hire patrol people for the trails, for the parks and the, get the blessing from our cops that these guys can do the job.
But see, here's the thing is, the cops already know these people are out there. They've got licenses to do these kind of things. And so you hire the company to just patrol the trails. Walk it or on bikes, but they're out there with radios, and they're out there everywhere. You know, oh, well.
Tasers.
And guess what? Then they've also got a hotline to the police, and they can be used to protect people. That's what they're hired to do.
Well, I want to go back and walk on the trails again and feel safe. And I don't want to have to get on the phone and call five friends in order to be able to go walk on the trails. Because I have a schedule to keep. I never know. I want to go on the trails. I don't want to be able to. I want to live in a city where I feel like I can walk downtown and walk through the park and not step in someone's poop. That's where it is.
All right.
Boom.
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 Okay.
Maria.
Well, thanks for letting us unload here today.
Look at your beautiful face there.
And Randall Smith. We're trying to get
beautiful
a hold of
article,
you.
Beautiful article, Randy.
Great article. And I would hope is that people listen to this. Call your city council. Say, why aren't you doing something? Why do we constantly study these things? Why can't we just do something simple to take back our city? They will be back tomorrow with one of the candidates that's running. And I tell you what, we're going to ask them these questions. Are you ready? Are you ready to make a change here? Are you going to become part of the problem? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid growing speculation over who he will pick as his running mate, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump met this morning with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Mid-morning meeting at the governor's mansion, Trump is said to have narrowed his shortlist down to a trio of top contenders, including Pence. And never shy about speaking his mind, Trump says 83-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg should resign because her mind is shot. Trump's caustic comments come after Ginsburg said that if Trump wins the White House, she will move to New Zealand. Ginsburg declares Trump unfit for the presidency and predicts a Hillary Clinton victory. Those kind of remarks from a Supreme Court justice?
What Justice Ginsburg did was wildly inappropriate, and in my view, it was indeed unethical.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Dallas bidding.